Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg, and also our the manager of our downtown store, Sam Forbes, who happens to be a nutritional consultant in his own right. Okay, we are going to open the phones immediately. Our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We have a couple of open lines. Before we do get to the phones, though, there was a study that Don passed on to me about supplementation with spirulina may exert beneficial effects on blood pressure and lipid profile. And, it, you know, it was a very small study, only 36 men and women, ages 18 to 65. But it appears that taking a teaspoonful a day, roughly 4.5 grams is what they did, which is roughly a teaspoonful. Teaspoonful a day for 6 weeks really seemed to lower blood pressure nicely, lowered triglycerides nicely, lowered total cholesterol and LDL, and also raised HDL a little bit. So I was very, very impressed with that particular study.
Spirulina. I sort of thought you'd like it because you're a big fan of taking these green food concentrates
every
day.
That's right. That's right. And I was always, you know, between, you know, the two that are a little exotic are spirulina and chlorella. And I've always tended to, for some reason, to favor the chlorella because, you know, chlorella in its own right has some nice benefits. It's a detoxifier. It's a chelating agent for heavy metals and stuff. And, you know, the spirulina was there, but I never really had a reason to use the spirulina. But now I'm going to increase spirulina as well. How do you like that?
Well, in my opinion, as I think you know, I'm not sure that there's reason to really think that there's that much difference between one green food concentrate like that, whether it's spirulina, a young barley juice concentrate, the chlorella.
Oh, I think there is, Don.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, I think they're all basically the same thing. They're just high sources of chlorophyll and GLA-type fatty acids and things of that sort. I don't think there's any reason to think they're different. Why would you think that there's a big difference?
I think the composition, the makeup is based on the fact that the spirulina and chlorella are algaes. And so the things that promote their growth and what's surrounding them in terms of minerals, and they also have some sources of B vitamins, and basically they're more whole food type substances, whereas things like wheatgrass probably has a more narrow range of components to it.
Well, so, the amount of B vitamins and things in any of those green food concentrates is so minimal that I don't really, especially for most of our customers who take B vitamin supplements, that again, I think the only significant thing in there would be the common things. And also, you know, the other reason that I would maybe take that position, Sam, is that, you know, studies like the ones that Arnie just mentioned and most of the ones that I'm aware of, mm-hmm, over the years don't really compare one green food to another. They usually show the benefits of a particular green food mm-hmm. concentrate or mixtures of them. In the case of this current study, for example, it's the same old question that I bring up all the time. How do we know that the same quantity of chlorella, just to use Arnie's example, might not have even turned out better? You see, here he's ready to make a change or to add spirulina, but the study didn't actually compare the efficacy of spirulina to chlorella. It basically showed that this particular green food concentrate, this algae-type green food, but again, it's a plant like any green plant, had some benefit. Well, okay, I'm going to be ornery and say, well, okay, that's to me, that's what it shows, that these green, I like the combinations, okay, because then I figure that I'm sort of, I guess, covering all
yeah,
bases,
hedging
you know?
The bets. Yeah,
yeah, hedging my bets, you know.
Yeah,
so
right, absolutely. I agree. I take that combination. Matter of fact, we're even doing some commercials for a green food product called Magma Plus.
Yeah, right.
Which is basically a barley grass, but they've added all the other goodies to it, too. So that's a nice combo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say hello to Ruth calling from Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I have angina, and I have two medicated stents. I take Plavix and the baby aspirin. Now, I was interested in Flex now.
Mm-hmm.
Does the shea nut have anything in that will thin my blood even more?
I don't know that.
Well,
the
I think according to Len Smith,
right.
The answer is unequivocally no.
No, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was there, and he
and
mentioned
it makes
that.
Sense. I see no reason to think that there would be any reason to be concerned. And Len confirmed that was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Sam?
Last week.
Yeah, and it was
a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
ago.
He was pretty. He confirmed that if you're taking blood thinners of any type, that there doesn't seem to be any problem with Flex Now. And it's interesting, you know, Flex Now being an anti-inflammatory, they don't know all the all the conditions that it may be beneficial for. But one of the things about stents is there may be some inflammation involved, and who knows? Maybe the Flex Now could prevent inflammation.
Right. Now, my question, how about vitamin E? That's a blood thinner. Garlic is a blood thinner.
Yeah, you see, the blood thinning thing is, it's starting to get out of hand, really. If you're taking Coumadin, now you're not taking Coumadin, you're taking Plavix. Plavix is Plavix is also a blood thinner, but has a much, much better safety profile than does the Coumadin. Okay, so with Coumadin, you know, then you need to be concerned about other things. You need to be concerned about potentiation.
Yeah.
Perhaps if you take a lot of vitamin E, I'm not talking a couple hundred units. If you're taking 1,600, 2,000 units of vitamin E, perhaps, and you're taking Coumadin, there may be some potentiation. If you're taking a teaspoonful or two teaspoonfuls of fish oil a day, and you're taking Coumadin, there might be a potential for potentiation. But that doesn't happen when you're taking a capsule or two of fish oil.
Good.
See, so everybody tends to get out of hand with these things.
Yeah, and the reason that it kind of bothers us a little bit when we get these types of questions or people express these concerns is that, you know, you have to put things into perspective. The point being, vitamin E, fish oil, all these things are healthy. They have benefits to your heart.
Right.
Okay, so to let yourself be scared off from taking things that may be very, very beneficial to you in particular, merely because of an overblown concern for this thing about the blood thinning, it worries us because you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. It's good to ask the questions, but like Arnie points out, the concern, it's really not as big a concern as those, especially those who are anti-supplement. You know, they're always looking for whatever little negative thing they can find to caution you about supplements. And unfortunately, they don't have too many negatives. This thing about the blood thinning is one of the few negative things that they can warn you about for supplements. So they make a big deal out of it, and it's really not a big deal.
Yeah. If I just cut myself, the blood doesn't stop for a good while. I'm a bleeder from it. So that's why I was afraid.
Well, once again, if, you know, that may be a situation where maybe you're taking a little bit too high a dose of Plavix. You know, you should let your doctor know that that indeed is happening, if you already have it.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ruth, thanks so much for that phone call.
You see, let me add one comment for folks like Ruth in that position. You know, what the doctors really should do is to kind of measure what effect these things are having on your blood, and then they adjust the dose of the medication accordingly. That's why what we sometimes tell you is that it's not quite so important how much fish oil you might be taking, how much vitamin E or whatever. What's really important is not to make a drastic change mm-hmm. in the amount of fish oil or garlic or vitamin E or anything that has an effect on your blood, because once the doctor sets you up with the proper dose, that takes into account whatever you're currently taking. If you suddenly stop taking all of these nutrients and he doesn't know about it, then it's going to change the amount of medication you might need. On the other hand, if you say to the doctor, hey, I want to be taking vitamin E, fish oil, this and that, and you're taking it, and he measures everything and determines the right a dose of the drug, then you're okay as long as you don't make any drastic changes.
Good point. That's the right way to do it. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Our phone number here in the studio, give us a call. We love hearing from you. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We have a few lines open, so now's the time if you haven't had trouble getting through earlier. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire American Health and Home Health lines now on sale at 30% off list. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have American Health, Desert Essence, Natrol, and Natural Factors. The full line's on sale at 30% off list price. Health from the Sun, 35% off, and Solgar on sale, the full line at 25% off list. So pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online.
Or another good idea would be to come and visit us at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, and we'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Got indigestion, heartburn, bloating, gas? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Levels of good bacteria are decreased daily by stress, the fast foods we eat, as well as x-rays and antibiotics. When the levels of good bacteria go down and the levels of bad bacteria rise in our intestines, that is when our digestive system breaks down and we have digestive stress. Build up your levels of good bacteria today, the natural way, with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, one of the world's leading brands of probiotics, the good bacteria. Take Dr. O'Hara's daily for 4 weeks and see a noticeable difference in your digestion. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today and get your digestion under control.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And we're taking your calls here at WOR and the phone number 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Peter calling from Jersey City, New Jersey. Hi, Peter.
Gentlemen, how are you? I appreciate the show very much. So I started taking a protein powder, and I see that I'm having a problem digesting it. Now, I don't know if it's the milk, and then I tried to switch over to rice milk, and I have the same problem. I get severely constipated and stomach upset from this. Can you help me out? Maybe digestive enzymes would be helpful.
Digestive enzymes might be helpful. You might start with a digestive enzyme that begins working in the stomach, and that would be a hydrochloric acid and pepsin product. There's a bunch of them around. From most companies have them. Twin Labs has a betaine hydrochloride and pepsin. Solgar has a product called beta pepsin. That's one way to start. You could also start with a complete digestive enzyme that covers everything. You know, they have some of these vegetarian digestive aids.
I think you're on the right track, Arnie, because betaine hydrochloride can be included in some of these universal digestive aids that contain hydrochloric acid plus the enzyme. So you could try Arnie's suggestion of betaine hydrochloride or a total digestive aid formula.
Well, the question I would have, Peter, is either what kind of proteins are you taking, a high protein powder, or are you taking more like a meal replacement weight loss type protein supplement?
Yes, sir, Mr. Goldberg. I tried the egg protein. It's about 20 grams of protein. I tried the whey protein, same thing, about 24 grams of protein. I tried it with regular milk, and I had those symptoms. Then I tried it with rice milk, and I had the same exact symptoms. It feels like everything's just laying there.
Okay.
I can
take rice cheese. What I'm trying to ascertain, Peter, is whether you're having a problem with the particular type of protein. In other words, egg protein, milk protein, soy protein, rice protein, or whatever, or whether you're having a problem with the fact that you're just taking a high load of that protein at one time. That's what I'm trying to ascertain. What is the purpose of your taking it?
Well, I wanted to increase the protein because I'm doing some weightlifting.
Okay.
So I just want. Okay. Now, I have no problem with cheese cheese or eggs, but it just seems like the protein powder, when it's in either rice milk or milk, I have a problem with.
Well, of course,
try water.
If you think that's the case, try water. You might try taking smaller amounts more frequently. In other words, don't take a full 20-24 grams all at one time. You might try breaking it up into smaller quantities. For bodybuilding, even though most bodybuilders wouldn't accept this, the fact of the matter is that you probably don't need as high a dose of protein for bodybuilding as many of these bodybuilders might be recommending. Your muscles, your body can only assimilate or utilize for rebuilding a muscle tissue a certain quantity of protein. Whatever you ingest over that quantity is just going to get digested and converted into energy or fat if you take too much, like any other thing. So you might try just reducing the dose, as Sam says, a good point. You might try just taking it in some other liquid, juice, water, something along those lines.
And there's other supplements, though, you can also focus in on if the protein doesn't work out. It's something called branched-chain amino acids, which are probably the most important amino acids for bodybuilding, and perhaps that form will not give you the kind of side effect that you're getting. And glutamine also is considered what they call anti-catabolic. It prevents the breakdown of muscle during high-energy exercise. So that's another consideration. Go ahead, Peter.
One final thing. How much protein do you digest in one sitting? The most, and how much do you guys subscribe?
Well, there's really no answer to that. Your daily requirement, you're talking about high-quality protein. The daily requirement of high-quality protein like milk, egg, whey, and so forth is about 45 grams. That's your total daily requirement from a dietary standpoint, okay? So if you figure out how much you're getting in your normal meals and then you see how much you're taking in the supplement, from that standpoint, there's a number that you can work with. But again, you're asking about digesting it, the actual digestion of the protein may or may not be the problem. Just having it, that bulk, it may depend on when you're taking it or, like I say, how much you're taking at one time. And if indeed it really is the protein, then, you know, not only the pepsin hydrochloric acid that Arnie mentioned, but a pancreatic enzyme product or just a straight protein digesting enzyme rather than a mixture might be directly indicated, a papain, a bromelain, a pancreatin, which has a high protein digesting thing. But I don't think that's it. I think if you adjust the amount you take, instead of taking a full dose at one time, take a half a dose, maybe a half hour or so before you work out, another half a dose a little bit after you work out, try and spread it out a little bit, and that might just solve the problem right there.
Okay, Peter, thanks so much for that call. All righty, guess what? It's time for another short break and a traffic update. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid moisturizing cream, Celadrin, and Ester C, now available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced. American Health and Home Health products on sale at 30% off list price. We'll be back in just a moment.
I want to comment now on the product Flex Now for joint pain. Actually, two comments. First, Flex Now is a clinically proven inflammation-fighting supplement for joint pain. It's unique in that it contains shea triterpenes, powerful anti-inflammatory substances derived from the pit of the karita tree fruit, which grows wild in Africa. It's also the source of shea butter. The second comment is that if you have joint pain due to arthritis, sports, or whatever, you really should try Flex Now. They guarantee satisfaction, and they really mean it. They send us a list of those people who ask for their money back. It's a very short list, but they send it nevertheless. No company has ever done this before. They do it because they know that for most people, Flex Now works. They even provide return postage. So if you have joint pain, try Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemist. You have nothing to lose. That's Flex Now, FlexNow.
Okay, now let's go to the traffic.
Oh, possibly not. I wouldn't take it personally.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it, new, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest food sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed, and best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid, just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms, vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams of vitamin C in four capsules, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount price. Of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
That's right. You're joining Don and Arnie and Sam all here on the Wilner Window, answering your questions about nutrition. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Elizabeth calling from Manhattan.
Hi, I like your show. You're really good.
Thank you. Oh,
I was at your Park Avenue store yesterday, you know, buying my monthly stuff. By the way, the only people that have the homeopathic remedies for my cat. And I bought Flex Now.
Right.
My question is, I've been taking aspirin because the pain is so bad. That's the only way I can walk.
Right.
And I took the three of them that says take three.
Right.
Once daily with
yes.
food. I had to take the two aspirin this morning because I wouldn't have got down the block to get the newspaper.
Flex Now.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah, that's okay. Flex Now, continue what you're doing with the aspirin. Flex Now takes a little while to kick in. It doesn't take as long as glucosamine and chondroitin, but, you know, it could take a couple weeks. So I would
take the glucose for me to chondroitin, and they're no longer doing anything.
Yeah, well, I think you're probably have a lot of inflammation, and that's you know interfering with the healing process. But I would continue with the Flex now at least for the first bottle. If at the end of the first bottle it's not, you know, there's just zero, you know, send it back to or you know follow the directions about getting your money back.
You weren't at the show, you know, when Len was here, and
right.
It turns out the Flex, they're feeling that people are not getting the kind of, like, they're not giving it the chance it really needs. So
okay.
He's saying 45 days.
Okay. 45.
Give it 45 days. I would give it, you know, a couple of bottles, 60 days, you know, because you really want, hey, you don't want to stop, you know, stop using it too soon. You want to make sure that no. it's working for you.
Sam, so, didn't he say that he would honor that even if he went through more than one bottle, he would honor the full money-back guarantee even if it was more than one bottle, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's and also, Elizabeth, you sound like you know a bit about nutrition. Flex now is important, and the glucosamine is important. The chondroitin is important. But there are other things which work as anti-inflammatories, you know, about the, we started a show with a study of devil's claw. You know, devil's claw is a good anti-inflammatory. Fish oil is a good anti-inflammatory. You may need to add some of these things to the Flex now to get the relief if your pain is as bad as you say.
Yeah, where is it? Was it your knees, did you say, Elizabeth?
My knees.
Yeah, you know, the other nice thing about this, these are all supplements that you take internally. At the same time, you can put something external on your knees, like the Celadrin cream, things
good.
Of that sort,
very
you know.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we have people who get relief just from putting some of these topical things on.
Yeah,
so there's no reason.
Yeah, I was using a Tiger Balm on it.
Well, Tiger Balm is not really Tiger Balm is a high menthol camphor type of product, okay? The camphor menthol is going to give you this warming cooling or cooling warming sensation and some analgesic activity, but it won't have quite the same healing effect that something like the Celadrin, which I like. I think, Sam, you've had good results with that homeopathic product.
Atoprasin.
You know, you can play. Look, you know, you can't predict sometimes which one of these various things, whether it's the supplements or whether it's the topical products. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of trial and error. I personally would recommend a Celadrin. Try that. A Sam might recommend the Toprasin. You know, you can try one, see if it works. If it doesn't work, try the other one. But you know, if you have a severe problem that, you know, you have to realize, like Arnie's saying, these things aren't drugs. They don't, you know, you don't take the Flex now capsules and all of a sudden expect the pain to go away within 45 minutes. You have to, you know, these are nutritional type agents, so it's going to take some time for them to really show the benefit. Okay.
All right, Elizabeth, good luck. Thanks for calling. And next we have Fred from Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes, I'm in my 80s and I take 300 milligrams of CoQ10 every day, and I was just wondering, should I switch to ubiquinol, and if so, how much should I take?
If you did switch to ubiquinol, by all means, that wouldn't be a bad idea. At least I would take 100 milligrams of ubiquinol.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I would explain it further, Arnie, by pointing out that one of the reasons for switching to ubiquinol from ubiquinone, the older form of CoQ10, is if you're, I mean, when you're older, because the older you get, the more difficulty your body has in converting the inactive form into the active form, which is the ubiquinol. So
yeah.
For older people,
yeah.
You really do have the incentive for changing to the ubiquinol. I would have told him 200 milligrams, by the way. That's what I've been taking now. I take 100 milligrams in the morning and 100 milligram capsule in the evening. You know, why not?
Well, that's a good...
you know, why not? You know, when I mean, it's interesting. They start giving you, ubiquinol, 10 milligrams of one is equivalent to X milligrams of the other and this and that. But that's kind of laboratory stuff. If you're taking, 300 milligrams of the old stuff, take 200 of the more potent stuff. That's just your Don Goldberg rule of thumb.
There you go. You got the Don Goldberg rule of thumb.
There you go.
What more would you want?
Yeah, when in doubt, take more.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, Fred. Thanks so much for calling. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710.
Hey, Arnie, we didn't actually read a commercial for ubiquinol. Do we have that on today's show? Maybe you should mention
which... Well, that was in the first hour, so...
Yeah, maybe you should mention which, for those who may not know, sure. Ubiquinol is available from Jarrow Formulas.
That's right.
Available from Blue Bonnet.
And,
available from...
I think Doctor's Best came out with a 50 milligram.
Okay.
Blue Bonnet and Jarrow have up to 100.
Yeah, Jarrow has 100.
Yeah.
And I think Blue Bonnet's 100, I think.
Yeah, they have 100. They also have 50.
Okay, good.
By all means.
There was somebody else. Was it a Progressive? No.
I don't know.
We'll think of it.
Yeah, I think they may have come out with it too. Yeah. I think everybody's starting to come out with the ubiquinol.
Yeah, I think they call it QA. Do they all use it? Use the term QH, or is that just a general?
The label, the little side panel
little
of the label
insignia.
Has a little Konica QH.
Right.
That's what Konica calls the ubiquinol, the reduced form of CoQ10 QH. So if you see QH, I think. There was one product called UBQH.
Right.
Yeah, that was the integrative therapeutics product.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. And next we have Gracie calling from Westchester. Hi, Gracie.
Hi, guys. I think you're wonderful. I know Dr. Podell isn't there, Podell.
Right.
And I think he's wonderful, too. I saved my few things to say because I never get a chance to call you guys. So my first thing is, I do have a little high cholesterol. I just want to know what you think I should take as far as vitamins. I do take 0.81 aspirin, and I do take Zydia, and I know they say it doesn't do any good, but right now that's what I'm doing. But I want to know about your vitamins.
Yeah, the first thing is, when you talk about cholesterol, you really should have at least four numbers available.
I know, but I really don't, because I do have an idea. My triglycerides aren't so great. The number of the serum cholesterol is about 240.
Okay, well...
And I know what you're saying. I should, but...
That's what you have with the Zetia?
I've been taking Zetia for a long time, and I know the report that it may not be doing so good.
Yeah, but Zetia, you see, Zetia works by interfering with your ability to absorb cholesterol.
I know it does.
Okay, you need some things to...
I need some things that you guys think is good for vitamins. That's what I think I should take.
Yeah.
That's what I'm after.
All right.
Your advice.
I think you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
going to get it.
You'll get it good. Don't worry.
And then we'll say good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie, fast, because I want to ask you another question.
All right.
How about resveratrol, however you say it?
Resveratrol?
Yeah.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant. You need a good a good base. The good base is a good multivitamin mineral product. We make one called Wilvite, which we like a lot because it's high in vitamin C and it's high in vitamin E and has all the minerals, has the
calcium and magnesium.
Calcium, magnesium.
And a lot of C.
Yeah, and it has just about everything you need, all the Bs, but not in crazy amounts. It's meant to be taken 4 tablets a day, 2 breakfast, 2 dinner. That will give you your good base for to build upon to then attack your cholesterol or whatever else you want to work with. Okay, so we would recommend as a start the Wilvite.
Are you taking a fish oil, Gracie?
Yes, I take fish. I take a million vitamins. I just thought maybe you had another something else I should be taking. I take CoQ10, I take B-complex, I take calcium, I take fish oil, I take psyllium.
Okay,
take,
so you want, so what is it that you want us to recommend? Something for cholesterol?
Yeah, that's what she said. Okay,
no,
all
she
right,
said
all right, let's,
no, she said vitamins.
No,
she didn't say that.
Well, oh,
vitamins.
I'm sorry. I thought she
no.
said.
Okay, so
oh,
you want, you want us to work with your cholesterol?
Well, should I be taking that, that however you say it, that's in
wine?
Oh, I
see. No, she said vitamins for cholesterol, Arnie. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay, look, well, why don't we each kind of give some general, you know, give our opinion of like the one or two best things for cholesterol.
Okay, go ahead, Don, while you got the microphone.
Well, okay, I'll give you probably if I had to pick what right now I feel is maybe the most beneficial or effective supplement, I would probably use the citronol with the phytosterols. Those two products seem to be standing the test of time very well. Citronol, S-Y-T-R-I-N-O-L, with phytosterols. Both the phytosterols and the citronol seem to be very helpful for cholesterol.
Okay.
So that would be my one suggestion. I'll pass the microphone.
Go ahead,
okay.
Sam.
My pick is the Da Vinci Cholesture.
Good choice.
We've been recommending this product now, I guess it's been around for a couple of years.
Right.
And the response has been excellent. People are getting their cholesterol lowered significantly. It's a combination formula, however. It does contain the red yeast rice. I believe it has phytosterols. I can't remember. It has some Google lipid, which seems to also help. It's got the polycosinols as well and a couple of other ingredients. But overall, the response has been great, and we start people on it, and you know what? They keep coming back for it because it works.
You know, we actually worked with Da Vinci Labs to help. We gave them some input to formulate that product.
That's right.
And I give you guys a little insight. We're in the process of helping them reformulate the product right now to improve it even more. It's an excellent product, Sam, and it's a good choice you made.
And, of course, increasing the fish oil. I mean, maybe you need to take a little bit more fish oil if you think your triglycerides are not great.
Yeah.
Tell me what
yeah.
you think. I take 1,000 – I take 4 a day of the omega –
All right.
Ultimate
that's,
omega.
Yeah, that's a good dosage.
Okay, I don't need to take 6 a
no,
day.
No,
okay.
No. No.
Let me just ask you quickly, vitamin D, how much do I take? I take about 800, 900.
800, 900 is okay, if, assuming you're, you know, you don't have, you're not osteoporotic at this time.
Well, I do have a little osteopenia, so should I take more? And I will.
They say right now up to 2,000
a day. Okay, that's fine
with me.
I just wanted to know that. B12, what does it do? What should I do? Where should I get it?
Well, B12 you should get from a multivitamin.
Okay.
Or your B-complex. If you look at the label on your B-complex,
okay,
you will find B12.
Okay, how about vitamin K?
Yeah, K is probably something you may have to take a supplement of.
Okay.
And there's an excellent one from Jarrow called
MK7.
MK7.
Okay, you
M is in Mary.
It?
Of course.
Okay, I'll get it from you guys. Okay.
MK7.
All right.
Gracie, hold on a second. Okay. I'm kind of curious. Is there any particular reason why you mentioned B12?
Yes, because I hear you guys talking. I drive my car. I go back and forth on
okay.
Sunday.
Okay, right. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't told that you had a deficiency
no.
of B12.
No,
okay.
They didn't tell
okay.
me that, but
okay.
I hear you guys talk.
All right. No, I just want to make sure that we're giving you yeah, the best advice. Okay, good.
All right,
go
Gracie.
B12.
All right, Gracie. Thanks so much for that call.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
All right, guess what? Time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, Mariel Hemingway here, actress, author, wife, and mother. Weight loss is a serious problem, and being overweight is one of the major causes for disease. That's why I love Healthy Curb. It's new technology for creating a healthy lifestyle while you shed unwanted pounds easily and keep them off. It contains no stimulants or artificial ingredients and lowers your blood sugar while repairing your body on a cellular level. Dr. Steven Rosenblatt says this.
As a medical doctor, I support a healthy lifestyle. Healthy Curb is a kickstart for weight loss. It helps you get on track with a complete program and naturally helps you change your eating habits. All you have to do is start taking 2 tablets before each meal. You will see an almost immediate change in the volume of food eaten. Many patients cut their intake in half.
Kickstart your weight loss today with Healthy Curb.
Healthy Curb is a safe and effective way to lose weight and keep it off, and is now available at all Wellner Chemist stores.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Don't lose sight of what's important, your eyesight. OcuGuard Plus capsules from Twin Lab contain a special blend of specific multivitamins, more than 14 in all designed to help protect the eyes. The plus in Twin Lab's OcuGuard Plus refers to the additional breakthrough nutrient called lutein. A day's supply contains 80 times the trace amounts found in the leading multivitamin. Lutein is abundant in fruits and vegetables and is also a potent antioxidant, highly concentrated in the macula of the eye, the back part of the retina where entering light hits and sends signals to the brain for sight. Research shows that lutein can serve as your body's own internal sunglasses, helping to block out visible blue light, the type causing major damage to the eye. The problem is, as we age, our supply of lutein dwindles. The natural solution? OcuGuard Plus with lutein from Twin Lab. Twin Lab, answers for life. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And we're answering your questions on the Wilner Window on WOR. And next we have Michael from Queens. Hello, Michael.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you this afternoon? I'm just a question about supplements that might be good for stress and anxiety and depression. I spoke to the pharmacist about St. John's Wort, and she seemed concerned over the fact that I take Zocor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was such much interaction there, but she seemed to think so. And I think the situation I have seems to affect me more in the morning, you know, upon awakening. I start thinking about a lot of things, just get very nervous and agitated. I'm just wondering if it could have something to do with the sugar levels overnight, or maybe I should be eating more high protein before going to bed as opposed to maybe carbohydrate.
Yeah, yeah, that's there's all sorts of things that you can try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely, you could try altering, instead of having carbs, try some protein.
Mm-hmm.
You see, maybe that's it. I doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, as the day goes on, you know, the mood seems to improve. It's just a matter of upon awakening, having like a lot of anticipation of certain things. And I don't know if there's any supplement that would be, you know, generally good for anxiety and that sort of thing.
Maybe protein with tyrosine or something, Arnie?
Yeah.
Now what about the St. John's wort as an alternative?
Well, St. John's wort can affect some of the liver enzymes. In other words, it makes some of the medications work better, and it makes some of the medications not work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't know. The main problem with the statins like Zocor, is really the grapefruit.
Right.
So
that I certainly avoid. I was on Lipitor for a few years and then switched me over to the Zocor.
See, Michael, I think the problem I have with this kind of a problem, you mentioned stress, you mentioned maybe it's depression. I think, you know, really we need a diagnosis, okay? Because when you get into the area of depression, it's not something that you take lightly, or that we can take lightly. So, you know, we can mention things that might help with stress. We can mention things that might help with mild or moderate depression. Has a physician given you that as a diagnosis?
Not really at this point. I was just kind of reading up on certain things. Yeah. I used to see Kava in the stores, and not on.
Kava is, you know, if you have some anxiety and if you have stress, then Kava would have been indicated. But
is that widely available as it was at one point?
No.
I don't need to see it anymore.
No. It's you know what it is. There was a report that from Europe where they thought that certain Kavas were causing some serious liver problems, but that proved to be really unfounded. But a lot of the so-called insurance companies who insure a lot of the stores, they don't want you to sell Kava.
They're afraid, kind of disappeared off the shelf from what I used.
But it's a shame because Kava was one of the good things for anxiety. You know, it sort of calmed the mind.
Yeah.
It, you know, where you had got all these thoughts.
The thing is, there probably are things that Don, Arnie, and myself could recommend to you. But as you began to, you said there could be this, could be that, and perhaps an evaluation by an integrative type of physician like Podell. And this is an area of emotional and depression is one of his areas of expertise. He does very well with that. And, you know, perhaps you need to seek out the help of a doctor who has an integrative approach.
Even just a regular physician to tell you what it is.
Well, that's true. But the thing is, he won't, like, there may be, like you say, Michael, a bottom line that they may not appreciate, you know, like you say, adrenal or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could recommend things like SAMe. I mean, I think SAMe is probably going to be safe. You should still check with the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
But SAMe does appear to work quite well for depression, mild to moderate depression.
Yeah.
And its record of safety is very good. You could consider that. And there are things like we have with this PharmaGABA that Natural Factors just came out with, seems to be pretty effective for anxiety. There's theanine.
That was a good one. That PharmaGABA. You might try that at bedtime, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
See what that does.
Yeah, the only supplements I'm really taking is I take a multivitamin. I take an extra 400 of vitamin E.
Yeah.
I take 1,000 of fish oil, but I'm just taking like once a day on that.
Now, fish oil, the EPA has also been shown to be very good for mood stability. So a little extra EPA wouldn't hurt either.
All right. I appreciate your help, guys.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Have a good afternoon.
Okay. And next, let's talk to Hilda from Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I want to thank you first. I have two questions. Then I have a question. You recommended about 6 months ago, recommended D-Manose for UTIs.
Yeah.
And I tell you, that was like a miracle.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. I had UTIs for 5 years, which I picked up in a hospital when I had surgery. And I had one like every 2 or 3 months, at least every 3 months or 2 months. And now I didn't have one for 5 months.
Well, good. The UTI, in case a lot of you don't know, stands for urinary tract infection.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so that was really wonderful. And I took it to my doctor. And
the product that she mentioned that she used is
D-Mannose.
D-Mannose, because I don't think people may have caught that either. Okay?
Yeah, good. D-Mannose available from a few companies.
Right. And so I took it to the doctor, and she wanted to know what was in it.
Well, it's not too complicated.
Yeah, it's what's in is what it is.
Yeah, D-Mannose, that's it. Okay, quick. What's your question, Hilda? We're coming to the end. Quick.
Okay. I'm reading your book here, and I have been taking red yeast rice, and I was wondering what the story was on this. I'm running out, and I was wondering that's still good for, I'm taking it for cholesterol.
I would stay with it, definitely. Even though the supposed active ingredient may have been removed, or was removed, there still may be something in red yeast rice.
Take a little Q10.
Red yeast rice that will be helping the cholesterol. There's other things that you can use also. Give us a call if you have a chance. Give us a call next week, and we'll follow up on the red yeast rice question with cholesterol, and maybe we'll be able to give you some more recommendations as well. But thanks for calling, Hilda. All right, guess what? We've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it, found it informative. Please visit us at either of our two stores, 100 Park Avenue, right near Grand Central, or 253 Broadway, right down near City Hall. We'd like to thank Noah and Ira in our control room for helping us today. And I need to tell you that we will be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock, on the Wilner Window on WOR.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.